Mix Today's Best Music with Pantai Hospital. Some fat faves here. So with me today is Dr. Chua Jung Oh, an obstetrics gynecologist from Pantai Hospital Ipoh, and to talk to us about screening for Down syndrome babies. So Dr. Chua, what is Down syndrome and what causes it?
Down syndrome is a genetic condition caused by the presence of third copy of chromosome 21. Most people have 23 pairs of chromosomes. However, for those people with Down syndrome, there is presence of an extra copy of chromosome 21. Approximately 95% of extra chromosome comes from the mother. Even though it is a genetic condition, most of the time it is not traced to any family's history. In most cases, it happens by chance. Down syndrome babies usually have typical face and they have delay in their development milestone. They walk at the age of 2 instead of 1 like most of the toddlers. Down syndrome also is associated with multiple medical problems like vision problem, hearing problem, thyroid hormones being low, and congenital heart disease, which may need corrective surgery later. They are also at high risk of getting some cancers such as leukemia.
All right, Dr. Chua, you know, our listeners have so many more questions. I'm going to share those questions with you in a few minutes. But first, let's get on with the music. Mix Today's Best Music with Pantai Hospitals. With me is Dr. Chua Jung Oh, an obstetrics and gynecologist from Pantai Hospital Ipoh. And we are going to be talking about Down syndrome. Now, Dr. Chua, how is Down syndrome diagnosed?
Down syndrome can be checked during pregnancy or after the delivery. During pregnancy, there are two types of tests that can be done. The first one is called screening test, where it can identify women at high risk of having a Down syndrome baby. These tests have low risk but cannot determine for sure if the baby is affected. It can be done as early as first trimester by taking the mother's blood and check for some markers, together with ultrasound scan to look for some fluid at the back of baby's neck. If screening test suggests that the mother has high risk of getting a Down syndrome baby, then the second test, called diagnostic test, can be done by putting a needle into the mother's womb and take a sample of the amniotic fluid or placenta. This test is extremely accurate but carry a small risk of miscarriage.
Mix Today's Best Music with Pantai Hospitals. What's up? I'm Fat Fabes and with me is Dr. Chua. Now, Dr. Chua, who's an obstetrics and gynecologist from Pantai Hospital Ipoh, is here to talk about Down syndrome. Dr. Chua, who should go for Down syndrome screening and why?
A woman at any age can have Down syndrome baby, but the chance is higher as the woman gets older. At the age of 40, under the age of 25, the risk is about 1 in 1,004. At the age of 35, the odds are about 1 in 350. At the age of 40, the odds are about 1 in 100. By the age of 49, the risk is as high as 1 in 10. Parents who are worried may get the Down syndrome screening test done. If the baby is identified to have Down syndrome, parents can be mentally prepared and learn as much as possible about the condition before the delivery. For the Down syndrome pregnancy, delivery at tertiary hospital would be a better option as the baby may have some birth defects that need special care. Testing for Down syndrome may also alleviate the anxiety of an older woman if she is screened to be negative.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chua Jung Oh. Don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.